Leave it on the table.
I hope so.
We record well. Left off on the previous show on Thursday, discussed the tshuva of the Radbaz. The Radbaz raised a very lumsh shaila about what exactly the nature of the din of Shavuot Pruta is. The Shavuot Pruta has to be something that the person gives, but the Shavuot Pruta has to be something that the Kala receives. The Radbaz created this wild, creative scenario of a person who's tossing the Kedushin, and then also halfway, mid-flight, it goes up in value, and lo and behold, it reaches the Shia of a Pruta once it reaches into the Rishus of the Kala. So the Radbaz wasn't sure what the din is. So the Radbaz wanted to bring some rayas. So first of all, he wanted to bring a raya from the sugya of Eved Kenani. From the existence of Eved Kenani, doesn't that indicate to us that there's really no need for the person to give? It's much more important that the person, that the Kala receives. And number two, he wanted to bring a raya from Agamar, from the sugya of Shnei B'Nasayach, the Shnei Bonai, where the Gemara used the phrase, Basa Nosen, Wakabal Aslinan, but Taisus was quick to point out that the phrase Basa Nosen didn't really mean anything. What it really meant was Basa Makabal. Basa Nosen is totally irrelevant. And therefore, the Radbaz says, so too in his case, it doesn't really matter whether it was worth the prut when it left the rishus of the chassid. Those are the two rayas of the Radbaz. So at the end of the Shia Thursday, he pointed out that we can argue both the rayas, that the raya from Eved Kenani is not necessarily convincing, because the Radbaz was assuming that Eved Kenani really means that the nosin is totally out of the picture. I mean, the whole kedusha, the whole kedin kesef, is nikra al shem ha-makabel. That's how the Ketzos presented Eved Kenani. But Reb Chaim didn't learn that. Reb Chaim understood that Eved Kenani is almost like a sub of a sub of a subcategory of shlichus. I mean, it's not that there's no nosin. Of course there's a nosin. You can't have a kedin kesef without a nosin. What Eved Kenani means is that when Mesiaches, the nesina of Reuven, that we say it's kivu Shimon did it. There's no shlichos, and without shlichos, how do you ever do that? That's the parsha of Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani teaches us that in the realm of kedushin kesef and kedushin, etc., so we can have this quasi shlichos without a minu shlichos. But fundamentally, there was something that's nikra shem the noise. Without the noise participating, says Reb Chaim, there would be no kedushin kesef b'chalal. So that was the dicha of the first raya. The second raya that the Radbaz brought from our sugya, don't you see from our sugya that the noise is so insignificant? So half the Rishonim say, no, if anything, you see the opposite from Masligya. Because the Gemara did speak about Basin Nosin and Makabel. So whereas Taisus machtevek the Nosin and said the Nosin, he's not really a player here. The Talmud Rashba said, he's very much a player here, brought to you by Eved Kenani. Or according to the Taisus Rid, he's very much a player with the vehicle of Shlichos. So we weren't so quick to throw away the Nosin. Taisus was quick to throw away the Nosin. The Radbaz was quick to throw away the Nosin. But we're not so convinced that the Nosin is totally the meaningless. So at the end of the day, we didn't have any convincing riots at the end of the Radbaz. But again, the Radbaz, because look, if you look at Radbaz says, he without his riots, he was of the opinion that the Kedushin would be valid. All that really matters is Al-Shem HaMakam. So after quoting this Chuvah of Radbaz, the Mishnah Melech takes it back, Mishnah about face. Says the Mishnah Melech, there's another Chuvah of Radbaz that talks about almost an identical topic. We spoke about this Radbaz in the past also. Almost identical topic, which once again highlights the existence of Shavuot Pruta vis-a-vis the woman, but not vis-a-vis the man. So Radbaz talks about the following shaila. You have to where we need to just in time, we have to have the medical shaila right now. So here we have the following situation. We have a chosin, and we have a kala, and the chosin can't find the ring, can't find money, can't find anything. The only thing he's got is a cheeseburger. And it's a cheeseburger that's also banot, it was with kosher meat, with like the shachtan meat, and it was milk, it was the Chol Yisrael, it was mahadra and mahadra meat with the Chol Yisrael, all put together on the bun that's yashan, mamash, everything, the alachumras, they got bas b'chol, the rice, the b'lishim, something. Okay? It was a bad example, because if it's a cheeseburger, that's not bas b'chol, the rice anyway, maybe, because it's derech roasting, it's not derech cooking, we spoke about that. All right, so it's stew. He took a stew and he poured a cup of milk in the Chol Yisrael with the kaklash mahadra, and he's got the real worms. And he's about to be Makadisha. So you know the Mishnah says in Kedusha, you can't do that. Pekadosh Bisura no Ainim Kudeshus. But it happens to be, lo and behold, that this girl is deathly ill. And she just came back from the doctor, and the doctor said, your last hope, there's only one thing that could save you, is a bas b'chol deraisa. That was the prescription. That's on BBQC, bas b'chol deraisa has got to be, that's the doctor's orders. It's her lucky day today, because her loving chosen just happens to have some bas b'chol deraisa in his back pocket, and he wants to be Makadisha. So after her daughter, what would it then be? So on the one hand, it's bas b'chol of, and it's also b'hanoa. On the other hand, it's mutter for her. Achayv Ham trumps the Yisra Bas B'cholam. So for her, it's mutter l'chad chila. She can eat, make a bracha on her and say, Mamash, it's totally, completely permissible for her to eat this Bas B'cholam. On the other hand, he's not sick. He's perfectly well. So in a sense, says the Ravaz, he's not giving, but she's getting. So what would you say about such a condition? So the Ravaz, at Kavaskin, the condition's no good. That wouldn't be acceptable condition. So Frek, the Mishnah Melech, you, Ravaz, you were the one who just told us and the chassan's pitching the ball into the tower's net, and the ball goes up the valley to show a fruit, and that's okay, says the Radvaz, because Hilchas Avin Kinaini, and the Sugi of Nosin Makabel of Taisnes indicated to us that it doesn't really matter what the Nosin gives. All that matters is that the Makabel is Makabel. So you fract the Mishlamach, according to you, Radvaz, what's the difference conceptually between the ring that went up to a valley of Shavaputa when it reaches the hands of the Makabel? What's the difference between that and the Bas B'chol that's mutter for the woman and also for the man? It's not much the same shahada, it's an identical shahada. Two different applications. Dos is not Shavaputa for the chosin, and Dos is Nishin Shavaputa for the chosin. Dos is Cain Shavaputa for the Kala. It's Cain Shavaputa for the Kala. What's the difference between the two? Zachtu Shanach Tzachi and Gar. Doesn't have to be Miyashah to steer in Shavas or advance. So Mr. Alter is going to tell me what the Yishav is. What's the Yishav? Yishav is Pashat.
I think it's an objective test.
So comes everybody else after the Mishnah Melech, led by the Avnei Melun, Haley Gaval Avnei Melun, Balak says, and says he doesn't understand what the kasha was. Says he doesn't see there was a steer altogether. There's a fundamentally different. Says when something is also b'hanoah, it doesn't have any value. Fish, end of discussion. It doesn't have any shavius. The fact that there's one person in the world who happens to have a special, you know, a hefter from the Torah, use this Bas B'cholov because the Chaybem Trump is a Bas B'cholov, that doesn't declare Shavius for the Bas B'cholov. The Bas B'cholov is also about it. It's also about to the woman also. It's also enough, except that there's a din. The Chayr Shesh Mesachon is allowed to eat it. But the fact that the Chayr Shesh Mesachon is allowed to eat it, that doesn't grant it Shavius. Shavius is defined by the Olam. If the Gabi, the entire Olam, it doesn't have any Shavius. It doesn't have any Shavius finished. The fact that she has a het to eat it, that doesn't, that's a dinness of a het. That's a dinness of a chayim in your day. But it doesn't change fundamentally the status of Cheshed Nishba. In Hilchas Cheshed Nishba, it's blight also by God. It's blight the davar that's not worth anything. And since in Hilchas Cheshed Nishba it's worthless, in Hilchas Avin Ezer, she's Ein Mekudesh. So the Mishnah Melech's kash is steer of the Jewish Rebaz. So the Ketzai says he doesn't understand what the steer was. But, so go upon him. We're still back to our original question. The really underlying principle in our sug is just how important and not important is the at the marker. Somebody, you know the marker is? It's in my office. So it's sitting on my desk. Just how important or how unimportant is the role of the Nosein in Kedusha? So Tosfos and Afsugya and some interpretations of Rebbe Kanani put very, very little emphasis on the Nosein. And those who had a different reading of Rebbe Kanani, those had a different way of reading Afsugya, put a great significance on the Nosein. So we're still almost left with our original question. So do we have any other rayas, any other indications? So there is a sugi that appears later on in Maseches Kedushin. It's actually the same Mishnah that we just referred to a moment ago. So I'm not involved in the days. Where the Mishnah speaks about being the Kaddish and Isha B'Yisuri HaNoam. You can take a look quickly and not involved in the days. So the Mishnah rattles off all the Yisuri HaNoam, Kaddish B'Orla, B'Kil Yakerem, B'Asa B'Shar HaNiskal, B'Egla Rufa, B'Super B'Tayra, Sarin Nazir, Petach Amor, B'Asa B'Cholof, B'Zim Lazar, Enim Kedashas. Okay, everyone you ever want to know about, Ainim Kudeshus. And then the Mishnah ends off with a startling last line. Machrad v'kidesh b'tmein Mekudeshus. What if a person took Bas B'cholov, and he didn't ask a shayla, and he sold Bas B'cholov to somebody else, sold to a goy, and now he got some cash for the goy, the cheeseburger was worth it. The goy gave him $5 for the cheeseburger. Well, the person just was, he had this petach hamor, you know, sitting around, he had the shor niskel sitting in his back pocket, he's trying to get rid of it. The Torah says le'achos b'sar, it's also about nevoi. He was not allowed to do that. He went and he sold it off to the goy. The goy was more than willing to buy the shah niskel. He was more than okay to buy off the shah niskel. And he gave him $100 for the shah niskel. So now this guy's got $100 of cash in his pocket. So the Mishnah says, if you went ahead and did an aveira and you sold the shah niskel, now you have the cash. Machar b'kiddush b'dmei m'kudeshes. So the mice of the woman, if you were b'kaddish the shah with the cash, the woman would be m'kudeshes. Why is that? So the Gemara explains, because Yisuri Anoa not types in as Devehen. When I have something that's Asa Banoa, and I flip it to something else, that next object does not take on the properties, does not take on the characteristics of Issa. Yisuri Anoa, generally speaking, not type is Devehen. There are a few exceptions to this rule. One of the exceptions of a Dabra Asa Banoa that is type is Dabra is what? Avodah Zarah, right? Things about Avodah Zarah, the Gemara is from sort of odd type is Devehen. What else is type is Dabra? Shvius in a little bit of a funny way, so that's a whole different type of halacha. But for by and large, Yisuri Anoa not Tofes Damav. Nevertheless, there is a Rashi that appears in Maseches Chulin Daf Dalet. The Rashi says, "Bemed Devar Memurim," that Yisuri Anoa not Tofes Damav. That means Klapei Achirim, they're not Tofes Damav. Let's say the Moshul, I have a cheeseburger, and I sold the cheeseburger, and I got $20 for the cheeseburger. And now I put the cheeseburger, I put the $20 down on the table, and I'm off the $20, and you go and take the $20, and you want to use that $20 for something that's perfectly okay. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Not a problem with the rice, not a problem with the rabban, enough. But says Rashi, what if I want to use the $20? I'm the one who sold the Devar Asa Banoa, and I want to go ahead and use that money. Am I allowed to do that? Rashi says no. Rashi says in Maseches Chulin Daf Dalet that if I, the machlif itself, go ahead and I use that money, that's a problem. You know why that's a problem? Because the Gloy Mils, if I use the money, what did I do? What does that complete for me? That in effect means that I was now Nanef and what? I was Nanef and Yisrael Nobis. I finished the job. I finished what I tried to do. So Chacham said, you can't do that. You're not allowed, we're not going to let the machlif himself use the money. The money itself, mitam, almost mitam hacheftza, the money is not nitfas. Only Avodah Zarah is taifas is dumb of in terms of offering the cheftza. If I sold an idol and I got $20 and I mafked the money and somebody else uses that money, that's a nisadira. So mitam the cheftza, the chilufi Avodah Zarah is also the deraisa. So we come to Rashi on Daf and Vavim in light of that Rashi and presents the following dilemma. Comes the Rashi in the 8th and the Ramah Kaimis, those have the sheets. The first line, Rashi's out, Pirish Berkami de Chulin, Vareish Berk Basta Evidizar. The Chi Amrina and the Ein Yisuri Hanoa can go on Ein Lo Ochomets with Pesach Tashis and Dmei Mutarin. Lo Omru Lo Mecher Atzmai. For the person himself, it can't be. And Rashi gives an explanation why, etc. So let's skip down to the end of the third line. So now the Rashi has a problem. So wait a second. How could the Mishnah say that if I sold my bas mechalav and now I use the cash to be mekadesh a woman, she's mekudeshes? According to Rashi, that money is also banot to the chasim. The chasim is the machlif. Machran v'kidesh v'dmeyan. Mekudesh is talking about the same debt. So the chasim was the one who sold the bas mechalav and then he wants to use the bas mechalav to be mekadesh anisha with it. How could that work? Isn't that the Mekadosh of the Dovra Asa Banot? Because Rashi just told you that the money is Asa Banot to the Machlef, to the Chosam. So says the Rashi, no, it's not a problem. Mishum de Lagabi Dido Shoru, the Labbe or Lehi Miyoda. So Zakti Rashi, it says up to Rashi, that since for her she's not the Machlef, so for her, the Chepta of the Kesh is Mutter. Therefore, the Kavan the Mutaras the Hanas Mehen, that since she's permitted to get benefit from this money, Vikanasan he machmasai, and she is acquiring the cash machmasai because of him, he gave her the cash, even though the cash is also banot to him, Avinu Bideshis Loi, the condition will be valid. But the Rashi is the same. The
But what did Rashi just say? The Rashi just set up a scenario for us where the Chavtza of Kiddushin is off limits for him, but it's accessible to her, it's valid, it's value, has a value for Pruta to her, albeit not for him. The Rashba goes up, it's okay. So what case did the Rashba address? Which is very, very close to what?
It's the flip of the cheeseburger.
It's very close to which case that we spoke up until now? The case where... Again, what do we have here? We have the dummy, right? So we have chosan. We have a kala. And we have a dollar bill here. But where did this dollar bill come from? This dollar bill came into existence. He got this dollar bill because of the... That's the cheese. Because of the cheeseburger, right? So the dollar bill came into his possession because he sold the cheeseburger to a guy. So now he's got a dollar bill here, and he's about to be Mekadishar. So this dollar bill is off limits for him. For this guy, this dollar bill is also about... He's not allowed to use that dollar bill. He's got to throw it into the garbage. But for her, this dollar bill is worth... A dollar bill is worth more than a pruta. And the Mishnah says, the favorite, everybody gives her the bill. She's Mekudeshas. So frick the Rashba, but he didn't give, and she got... Says the Rashba, that's okay, that's all right, don't worry about it, don't ask me any kashas, that's okay. So where do we have? We had an identical case where we had a dovra asabano to him, mutabano to her. Which case did everybody say? That was the Ravaza's second case. And what did the Ravaza say in the second case? That it was no good. And Mr. Alter said, of course it's no good. Is there a smearer between the Ravaza's second case and the Rashba's case?
Dollar has objective value, the cheeseburger doesn't.
In other words, there's a big, big difference in the two cases. In the case of the cheeseburger for the woman who's sick, 99.99% of the people in the world are not sick. So therefore, for 99.99% of the people in the world, this cheeseburger doesn't have any value. So the halach is keveya, that this is worth less than a shiva fruta. The fact that for one person it's worth something, again, that doesn't have any question of shiva value. So the Ravaza's second din is correct, unlike Mishnah Maskasha. The Ravaza's second din is 100% shor v'kayim, exactly like the Ketzais explained, because since the Kabe Rova Olam, it doesn't have any value, so it doesn't have any value even the Gabiar, even though she's permitted to use it. So the Ravaza's second din is valid, and the Rashba's din is also valid, because this dollar bill does have value to everybody else. For 99, here the statistics are flipped. For 99.999% of the world, they can use the dollar bill. Because Chalipe, Isur Yanoa, except for Avedizar, Amutabanoa, there's a quirk that for this one fellow it's Asur. The fact that it's Asur for the one fellow, that doesn't change the Chashimish B'Shabai. So, Baruch Hashem, we can breathe a sigh of relief that this case is not analogous to the second case of the Red Bath. So the Rashbat Gezach, the Kedushin is Chal. The Rashbat Gezach, the Feirish going to Rashi, the Kedushin is going to be Chal. But the Rashba is not satisfied just telling us the conditions chal. He wants to prove it to us. He wants to bring you a precedent in halacha. We have a similar scenario where, in effect, she gets and he doesn't give. The Rashba is looking for a precedent in din. A similar scenario, not the case with cheeseburgers and dollar bills, but we're still looking for something where he's giving her a ring, and this ring, klape him, is worth nothing, and klape har, it's worth everything. Not literally worth, but it's going to be, for her it's going to be kedushin, for him it's not really kedushin, and the Rashba is searching for a proof of the Gemara that such a kedushin is valid. So listen to the raya that he brings, a fascinating raya. Says the Rashba, halam mahadavar doimeh. He even tells you what he's about to do. He's going to bring you a dimi, he's going to bring you an example. Halam mahadavar doimeh. L'mekadesh b'gezel d'acherim l'man d'islay stab gezel yush b'ayimu d'yafagav d'yush k'dilo k'ani d'chozman shehu b'yad d'eno k'ani loy afilu hachi k'inas n'alo b'kudashas v'vi shekan osa yi b'nesin asoy d'havale b'yad d'yush v'shin r'shus v'ochan amere kan osa yi b'nesin asoy v'ano abo lo machmasa hi. Posh it, right? Let me know what the Rashi was talking about. What Gemara he's referencing. So he's referring to a Gemara on Daf Nun Beis. The the Gemara tells us the following story. The top of the Nundays, the Nundays. Hi, Issa. There was a woman, Tava Kamasha Kara, B'mashilcha Demaya. She was washing her feet. Washing her feet in a little tub of water. Also, Gavra, and a man came, and he wants to marry her. He's a little bit low on funds. Chotav Zuze Michavri. So he punches out his friend, obviously not a very close friend of his. He beats up another guy, and he grabs the Zuze out of the other guy's hand. Chotav Zuze Michavri. We call that a gzela. Vishadullah, and he throws it at her. Very strange scenario. She's got the feet in the water. This guy's got a bloody nose. And the third guy is trying to get married. And what does he say? He says the magic words. Well, he's consciously, you know, with this zuz that I just stole from somebody else. Also, Gavul coming to Rava. So now the shayla came to Rava. Is this couple married or not? Apparently she accepted the kedushin. But the shayla is kaddish begezel, it's not going to work. I mean, kaddish, one of the questions we ask on the chuppah is this ring yours? Here would have asked the question, the answer would have been, no, it wasn't his. Not so posh. So Rava was asked the shayla, Amar Rava said, it's okay, she's not Mekadosh's wife. Leis bechosh lahadir Rabbi Shimon, diyamastam gezeli yush ba'ilam habi. Nobody follows Rabbi Shimon Shita, and therefore there's nothing to worry about. And who is Rabbi Shimon? What was Rabbi Shimon? So there's machlekes hatanoim about if something is stolen, do we assume that as soon as something is stolen from you, you probably give up hope of getting it or not? So there was machlekes hatanoim. Rabbi Shimon's opinion was that stam gezeli yush b'ayilam hu, that as soon as somebody comes and bowls you over, beats you up, and takes something away from you, you immediately are misyayish. You never think you can get it back. Why? Because the guy's a tough guy. If Rabbi Shimon says, if it's geneva, if somebody snuck into your house, you don't even know the guy was, like, Lubamish dug into your backyard and sneaks into the house and takes something away, runs away. I didn't see how big the guy was. So Rabbi Shimon says, I'm not going to be misyayish so fast. Maybe the guy's a little pipsqueak. I'll find him and I'll beat him up and I'll get my item back. But if the guy who bowled you over was 6'9", weighed pulling in 350 pounds, the linebacker for the Green Bay Packers, and he's a big, big guy, they still play football. So he's a big, big guy. The odds are I'm probably not going to be able to beat him up. I'm never going to get back anyway. So what does Rav say? Rav goes up that Baruch Hashem, we don't follow Rabbi Shimon. Lace the chashlet for nobody. Rabbi Shimon is Mam Shadas Yochi. But therefore, since Rabbi Shimon was a Das Yochi and nobody followed him, this money that was stolen, this ring that was stolen, so the Kesef condition that was stolen, there wasn't even Yush Bailam. And therefore, it's Mekadosh Begezel and Ein Mekudeshes, and she doesn't require a get. What's the obvious implication of Rava? That Imtum Tzilayim Alat, that Rabbi Shimon would have been right, or Imtum Tzilayim, we would have really known he was Misyayish. We're not Cheshish because we don't follow Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Shimon's world, or the Bidon, if we would have known there was Yush, then we would have been very, very concerned with this Kedushin, and we would have had a Paskin, and she's not Kedushin. We would have required a get. So the only thing that gives us the ability to breathe a sigh of relief is lace the chashler of Yishevim. That's the presentation of Kedushin Aftan Beis. So let's analyze, not the Gemara so much, but the implication of the Gemara. Hayyitzim in advarim of this Gemara is that if you have gazela, if a ring that was stolen, but Yish took place, either according to Shem and Stam Gzeli Yish Ba'alim, or according to the Rabbanan, if we knew there was Yish Ba'alim, put two and two together, there was a stolen item, and the owner was Mesiyahish, we would say Mekudeshes. Why would we say Mekudeshes? What's the obvious implication of what else is Rava telling us with that statement? That he's Kohen. That if I steal an object from you, and you're Mesiyahish from it, then I'm Kohen. What would that mean, I'm Kohen? What would those words mean, I'm Kohen? It means I walk away and never have to pay you for it? No, chalila, chalila. Kona means what? When we say that a gazan is kain to something, what does that mean? What do the words mean? He's kain means he gets to keep the item, and he has to what? He has to pay the value of what the item was. Let's say the Moshe Shinu is kain. If I steal wood from you and I turn it into a piece of furniture, so the Mishnah says the ninth parable of Akam, I'm kain. So what does it mean I'm kain? It means I don't have to pay? Of course I have to pay. Shinu kain means I get to keep the furniture, and I have to pay the cash value of what the wood was at the time that I stole it. If you hold the chidi enika, some tanoim held chidi enika in it, then I have to mamash give you back the furniture, because the heishos exeshen goes left to give you the item itself. So if you hold that yush is koina, so that means I get to keep the item, and I just have to pay you back the cash value for the shasek zela. If you hold yush is enika, then I have to give you the item itself. So it's clear as day from this Gemara that Rava is weighing in Rava saying, Yush is a kingdom by Gazela. Right? Otherwise, what was Rava telling the story? Rava said, don't worry, everything's okay, she doesn't need to get, because Lace Tachash Rebbe Shimon. What do you mean Lace Tachash Rebbe Shimon? Even according to Rebbe Shimon, she wouldn't need to get, because even if there was Yush, whoop-de-doo, there was Yush. It doesn't matter, it's still Gazela. So Zeman Fendof, and this whole Shtashas that's wrong in the story, Rava's these three pieces of information was Gazela, there was Yush, Bekudeshes. This clearly teaches us that Yush is kinda the gazela, the einai, machzir, hachefetz. Clear as day, that's what just came out of the Gemara. Who likes what just came out of this Gemara? Who has serious problems with what just came out of this Gemara? Who learned the Gemara B'Kama and Dav Samach Vav? Nobody. B'Kama Samach Vav. So comes the Gemara and Dav Kama Dav Samach Vav. And there's a whole discussion about this very topic. Is Yush Koine by Gezela or not? Shina is Koine. Machlaik is, we pass in Shiva is for sure Koine. Is Yush Koine or not? What's the difference? So if I would ask you on your own, assuming you never looked at the Gemara B'Kama, what would you think? If I would just, you know, ask you stop, no one knows it. On a Sunday morning, 2 weeks before Pesach, I just think, I have a following shadow. Reuben stole something from Shimon and Shimon was Mesiaish. Does Reuben have to return the item or does he get to keep it? What would you say? What's your baseline? You don't know anything about anything else. What would you say? He stole, he's got to return it. You want to tell me that Shina is coming in? That I can accept. Why? What would be the rationale to say Shina is coming in? Because the Torah says, Heishu is like Gazela Asher Gozal. So maybe you can argue this is what? It's a different item already. I stole wood, the wood doesn't exist. Now it's a furniture, now it's a table. So you can pull, well, the table is not wood, the wood's not table, so maybe it's not a shegazel anymore. So then maybe Nebuch Shini is kind of like said to them. But Yush not a din chetzer, same chetzer. I stole a ring from you, same ring. I stole a table, it's the same table. So about that, the baseline is after return. So why anyone in their wildest dreams would say that Yush is kind of by Gezela? So that's to be a mocha for it. What could the possible mocha be? There's only one possible mocha, there's only one area of halacha where we know Yush is kind of. Where do we find the Yush really truly is Kaina? By Aved. How do we know? It's first mission, El Metzias, right? El Metzias Shalai. What do you mean? How can I keep someone's Metzias? Isn't there a possible Chumash? Hashem Teshivu Lechicha. So every little kid from fifth grade knows, well, you find most before Zoros and parents before Zoros. Everybody knows there are cases where you're allowed to keep. And the underlying principle of why you're allowed to keep it is because the fellow was Mesiyash. So Kozma that the other guy was Mesiyash, the Baal Aved was Mesiyash. The motzis of Eid is allowed to keep it. The mitzvah shows of Eid doesn't apply anymore. Why? Where did that come from? So there must be some kind of a source in halacha that Yush is kind of the Aveda. So it's strange, and the Bavli never raises the question, how do you know that? Dushami raises the question, but the Bavli never even raises the question. But it's Yaduim before some that Yush is kind of the Aveda, the Deraisa, no question, no ands, ifs, and buts. So comes the Gemara of Kama now with a startling statement in the Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says, the tenth of the Bible covers Yush Amir Rabbanu Dinikni. By Gezela, Yush is also Kaina. That's the starting point. Miuloyat Binan Ideraisi Iderabbanu. I'm not sure this Rabbah speaking. Rabbah is the author of this statement. I'm not sure, says Rabbah, is this a Din Deraisa or is this a Din Derabbanu? If it's a Din Deraisa, where would it come from? Then obviously it would be derived from Maitzi Aveda. Maitzi Aveda laf kevah de miyai shmar minei mekame de teisei liyadei kanimei. By a Maitzi Aveda, isn't it obvious that as long as the owner is Mesiyayish, so then the Maitzi Aveda gets to keep it? Hainami kevah de miyai shmar kanimei. So too, by Gezeli you get to keep it. There's a little bit of a difference. What's the difference? Even if you derive Gezel from Aveda, it's still a big difference. What's the difference? In the case of the Aveda, what do you not have to do? If you hold it, you're kind of the Aveda of Yush. What do you not have to do? You don't have to pay any cash for it. I didn't steal it, but I have to pay cash. But by Gezela, it's not a question of are you going to get off scot-free or have to return it. Uh-huh. The question is, you're going to have to return it, or you're going to just be suffice to pay the money. No one's going to let you go scot-free by a gossip. That's not even a shaila. But at least there is a common denominator. There is a scenario. There is something that connects them, namely, and in both cases, you get to keep the object. So the Gemara is a shaila. Rav is a shaila. Maybe min haTorah, you can keep the object that you stole, just like you can keep the object that you found. Oh, Dilma, no. Maybe the dimyan to aved is not correct. What's the difference? But Dilma, lo dami aved. Maybe gazela is not close enough to aveda. Why? Aveda d'chi asa liyade v'ter asa liyade is a big difference. By aveda, when I picked it up, it was mutter what I did, because I picked it up after yush. El matzir shalom, the person was wearing this yayish for me. So since I picked it up after yush, it was v'ter asa liyade. Well, hi, the case of Gezela came in to be Surah Saliyadeh, since when I picked it up, it was already, it was also, I mean, I stole it. So the guy wasn't Messiah yet, which happens later. Maybe somehow that makes a difference. And therefore, min haTorah, you cannot derive Gezela from Aveda. We all know that Yush is kind, eh? It must be midirabban, udiyam rabban, nikibre tekanas ashavim. It must be that the reason why Lamaisa Yush is kind of Aveda, by Gezela, as a din midirabbanan, to make life easier for the balachum. The guy never stole money. We want to make life easier on him, so we'll let him keep the item and just pay back the value. So the Gemara is not sure. Rab is not sure. Rab is sitting there. Rab is Rosh Hashiva and analyzing this din. Everybody knows that Rab that Yush is kind of a gazela, but we can't figure out the right said the rabbanan. Not sure. That's a Rab learned to sugya. And the whole sugya, when the Rab revolves around this nekuda, can we accurately derive gazela from a Veda? Is that factor of Yisroel Sliyadeh critical or not critical? That's the way the sugya ends according to Rabbah. Kumt Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Omar, Yush ain't a kind of a film with the Rabbanan. Says Rav Yosef, forget about your Shiloh. Your baseline is not correct. Says, your starting point was that if Avadat's kind of just not sure, the Rai says, Avadat, Rav Yosef, you're wrong. There is no Mokhah. It's not kind of a Chlam. There's no Mishnah. Go show me Mishnah. There's no Mishnah that's kind of. And that's how the curtain comes down, that's how the sugya ends. I mean, the Gemara has another two blot asking kashas back and forth, but those are the three possibilities in the sugya. Either Yush is kind of a deraisa by Gezela, it's kind of a derabon by Gezela, or it's not kind of altogether by Gezela. At kind of your Gemara. So that was the generation of Rab and Rav Yosef. And now the next generation. Who's the next generation of Heliga Amarayim? Who's the next major player in the next generation after Rab and Rav Yosef? Rava. Abai and Rav were Tamidim of Rav and Rav Yosef. They were the next generation of Amorim. So Kupta Rava in Masechet Kedushin and Daf Beis, he's sitting around and he's saying over Shekloli's and something else. He's learning Hilchos Pesach right now. And some nincompoop finds a woman who's bathing her feet and he grabs knocks his friend over, bowls over, takes the money as Mekadishar. And Rav said, don't worry about everything's hunky-dory because Leis Techash to Rabbi Shimon, because Baruch Hashem we don't follow Rabbi Shimon. Implying that if we would have followed Rabbi Shimon, or we would have known there would have been Yush, then we would have had a real case of Kedushin on our hands. Why would we have had a case of Kedushin on our hands? What's it obvious that Rav is saying? How is Rav siding in the issue between Rav and Rav Yosef? Is Yush kind or not? It's obviously kind of. Rav is saying, this case, Baruch Hashem, we got through, but it's skin of our teeth because there was no Yush, because Leis Techash Rabbi Shimon. But if there would have been Yush, then we would have been in a pickle, because Yush would have been koina, and would have said this is no longer Mekadosh Begezel, because now the object belongs to the Gazlan. So Baruch Hashem, Leis Techash Rabbi Shimon, implying that if there would have been Yush, we would have had a problem, we would have needed to get. So that doesn't bode well for Bava Kama. I'll tell you why. Because the pashtus in the sugya in Bava Kama is that Rav Yosef got in the last word. And the pashtus in most of the sugyas in Bava Kama is that Tafa Yush is not Koina. Yush really is truly not Koina. Rabba was not correct, not Midaraisa, nor Midarabba. Yush is Tafa not Koina. That's how we pass, basically we pass him. Rabba Rishonim seems to assume Yush is Tafa not Koina. If Yush is not Koina, that's what's Rabba talking about. Why is Rabba pilpuling whether Chashrub Shimon lays the Chashrub Shimon? Rabba should have been much more forceful, it should have been much more on target and said, Yush, you don't pass him. Yush is Koina. Yush is not yours. It's still good. The Kaddish begezel. So that's a problem. How do you read the Gemara in Kedushin Nafton Beis in light of the fact that Rav Yosef is probably the one who accepted and Rav is probably the one who's rejected? So do we have any other ways of reading Rava? Is there any other way, any way to salvage Rava? Not to stick Rava into Rava's side, into Rava's team. there any way to have Rav Yosef, like we want him, because that's the Pashas HaSugyas in Bava Kama, and still understand what Rav was driving at in Kedush Nachman Beis? So the Rashi makes reference to a sugya that appears in Bava Kama, later on in Bava Kama, where the Gemara makes the following cheshbon. The Gemara says that even though, as a general rule, we probably hold that Yush doesn't work, at least by Gezeila, by Gezeila generally, not Yush is generally speaking not Koyin, not Minatari, not Minarabana, but, it's a big but here, Yush on its own 2 feet is not Koyin, eh? But Yush plus something, so it's algebra, right? Common core algebra. Yush plus what is Koyin? What is the what? So the Gemara says in the 10th paragraph of the Kama, the what, the question mark is Shinui Shinui Rishus. So what does that mean practically? So I steal something from Reuven, and Reuven is Mesiaish from it. It's still his. If I get caught by Beis Din, I have to return it to him. But what if I sell it to somebody else? And now, finally, Reuven takes the other person who then turns and says, I want my object back. So comes the Gemara Bavakama and says, sorry. Once we have a combination of Yush and subsequently Shinui Rishus, then everybody agrees. Even those Rav Yosef people, even the people who are anti-Yush being Koyneh, but Yush plus Shinui Rishus will be a valid Kenyan. We can breathe a sigh of relief. Why is that? This is a classic violation of what principle in higher mathematics? Yeah, right. Yeah, perfect. Zero, he's been in the shiur already long enough to know the math, right? Zero plus zero is zero. Yush is not a kidney, right? This is in the world of Rav Yosef. When Rav Yosef is Shiva right now, that Yush is not a kidney by itself. Can't stand its own 2 feet. Is Shini Rishus a kidney? I steal something from Reuben and I immediately sell off to Shimon. So what does Reuben do? Who does he take to the Dintar? He takes Shimon to the Dintar and he gets it back. Of course he gets it back. Shinui Rishus is not a kinyan. It's called gezeil. It's not called a kinyan. Let's say a guy, Lamasha, I'm walking down St. Nicholas, and a guy comes and he shows me a watch, and I buy the watch off of him. Unless the original owner was Mesiaish, so the original owner could take me to a dintara. Still his watch. Shinui Rishus is not a kinyan. So I don't understand. But I'm to the math over here. Yush is a garnished. Shinui Rishus is a garnished. And all of a sudden, equal together, lo and behold, what? One. 0 plus 0 is 1. That doesn't fly. Not even the common core, that doesn't make any sense. So how can the Gemara say such a thing? What's the answer by saying? What's the Pashas HaDvarim? Pashas HaDvarim is what? Who can tell me? How could Yush, which is the nothing, Shinui Rishus, which is the nothing, combine together to make a Kenyan for a Gaza? Who's going to tell me this one? What's the answer to this riddle? Who remembers? Should Yush even Koyin or not? Remember Rabba? So long ago. What did Rabba think? Rabba thought Yush Kenzayin is a Kenyan. And he even thought it may be a Kenyan Deraisa. And he had no qualms deriving it from where? From Aveda. There was only one thing that was standing in his way. There was one obstacle to deriving Gezeila from Aveda. The only thing that Rabba couldn't wrap his hands around was what? What was the difference? Zisu Rasul Yadei versus Beter Rasul Yadei. And Rabbi, one side, was willing to almost look over that difference. And then he wasn't sure, well, maybe that difference is important. He's back, we're not sure. Rabbi Yosef agrees to Rabbi that fundamentally we should be able to derive Gezeila from Aveda. The only reason why we can't, says Rabbi Yosef, is because, I'm sorry, seriously, ugly. Rabbi wasn't sure whether that was an important enough nekuda. Rabbi Yosef was convinced that was a very important nekuda. Rabba was willing to say, well, it's not Kanim Ratur, let's at least make a Kanim Midrabanan. And Rav Yosef said, it's not even Kanim Midrabanan. So Rav Yosef had a lot of issues with Rabba. Rabba and Yosef were contemporaries. Rabba was with the Rosh Yeshiva first, and then Rav Yosef became the Rosh Yeshiva afterwards. For 22 years, Rav Yosef was really supposed to be the Rosh Yeshiva. The whole story, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef was really supposed to be the Rosh Yeshiva, and then Rabba became the Rosh Yeshiva, and then Rav Yosef sat as a Talmud for 22 years by him, and then after Rabba died, Rav Yosef took over. So Rav Yosef turns around to his predecessor, Rabba, and he says, you're really right. You should have been Koyin. It should have been Koyin in the Torah. The only reason why I disagree with you is because I think that Sa'ad that you yourself raised is correct.
that chiluk is so blatant, so obvious, yisur asliyad versus ater asliyad, and therefore it's not possible for you to be good. God zokir yisay. What if we can overcome that problem? What if we can get over that hurdle, get over that obstacle? We can create a scenario of yush by gazela without yisur asliyad. How do you do that? What's the answer? Bring in a who? Bring in a third party. Bring in somebody else. Not an innocent bystander. So comes Rabbi Yosef says, if there was Yush plus in Yerushos, it's not a 0 plus 0 equals 1. Yush is really a 1. The only thing is, what's preventing it from being kind is Yisur HaSliyade. As soon as you remove the concern of Yisur HaSliyade, it's kind of by itself. So the real math on the board, according to Rabbi Yosef, is 1 equals 1. Because Yush is a good Kenyan. Sometimes it's held back by its Yisur HaSliyade characteristic. But if we close mind, we can overcome that characteristic, that flaw, then it can take on the koach of a full-fledged kinyan, and therefore 1 equals 1. That's what Yosef's Lomas according to Samishon. That's the Pasha of Amar Rebbeinu. So Kumta Rashi in Kedushin, Dafman Vavin says, when Rava said, lace the chosh with the Rebbe Shimon, implying that if there would have been Yush, she would have been Mekudeshes, she would not have been Mekudeshes because Yush is Kaina. That's wrong. Rav Yosef is right. Rav is not accepted. She would have been Mekudeshes. Why? Not that Yush is Kaina at Mekazela. What do we have to? What else do we have to add here?
And the change of
Yush plus Shinui Rishos is Kaina Mekazela. And Eino Matzah Achefetz.
So I ask you, Rabbi Sai, where's the Shinui Rishos? When he gives it to heart, that's the Shinui Rishos. Anyone see a big problem developing? So he stole it, and there was Yush. Is he Koine? Don't answer anything else. Right now, is he Koine? It was only Yush, he's not Koine. He gives it to her, and who's Koine now? She's Koine. Is he Koine? He wasn't Koine. Mamash wasn't Koine. He can't be Koine. It's Yisur HaSliyade. He can't be Koine. So she's Koine. So could someone just explain to me how the two of them just got married? Did he give her a ring? What's the answer? Did she get a ring from him? Yeah. Says the Rashba, Zecharaya Brura to my Yisoid, and that pshat in Mocher B'Kiddush with Me'en B'Kudeshes. You have to be a Rashba, to Ruch HaKadosh, be a Rishon to see this. The Rashba's learning a sugya in Daf Nun Vav and trying to figure out, according to Rashi's Pshat and Cheeseburgers, how in the world did this work? Because the cash that was given in exchange for the cheeseburger, according to Rashi, is asabando to the chosan, but it's mutter to the kalat mutter lecherim. So, frank the Rashi, how can you have a case of kedushin where he's not giving but she's getting? Hecha matzinu kayetzi bazeh. Zof the Rashi, but teretz. Hecha matzinu, fourth letter early. We found it after 10 days. Anyone who learns after 10 days sees it right away. It's mamash, it's the ABCs of after 10 days. Because we all know that Yush is not koine. But yet the Gemara says, Rava says, Leis the Chash of Rabbi Shimon. So how could Rava say, Leis the Chash of Rabbi Shimon? How does Yush make a slightest bit of difference? It doesn't, says the Rashba. You have to know the end of Bava Kam also. So you got to learn all of Bava Kam before you can figure out what's going on in Kedushin Daftan Beis. When you come to the realization that Yush plus Shinui Rishos is Koine, that's how the Kedushin is Chal, notwithstanding the fact that he gave her nothing. And thus is a Raya Brewer that she has to get, he doesn't have to give. Azoi Shteit in Rashba. Everyone follow the Rashba? Everyone to the Rashba? Gevaldik Rashba. We want to be done for the Rashba. To be done for the Rashba is right. What do you have to do? You don't have to do much. You just have to come up with another formula for Kedushin Daftan Beis. If you can come up with a different formula for Kedushin Daftan Beis, then you're entitled to disagree with the Rashba's understanding, and you can disagree with his conclusion, and then you're back to square one. You have to deal with Kedushin Daftan Beis, but that's your problem, not mine. So I want to know another pshat, an alternate pshat in Kedushin Daftan Beis. How does Yush and Shinui Rishos combine together to be Koine, to be Mekudeshes, if Lamaisi wasn't Koine the ring? So listen to this Ritva, the ninth of the Ramakonis. All the Rishonim are bothered this Gemara Kedushin Daftan Beis. Baruch Hashem for this guy who beat his friend up, gave the girl the ring, to Gavah, Baruch Hashem. If that wouldn't happen, we'd have nothing to talk about Shia today. So listen how the Ritva sizes up the suit.
Also, how gaver the ninth in Ramakamis. Also, how gaver chot azuz mechaver shadla lace the chashka b'shinim. There was something in it. V'chi teima frekt v'dva. V'kevin the kaimel on the yish kavi lo kani. V'dva asked the kasha with the force. He says, we all know that Rav Yosef is right. We accept Rav Yosef. The yish is not kani. Ki ike yish bayil my avin. So who cares? Rav Shabbat is telling you lace the chashka b'shinim. Who cares? Lace the chashka b'shinim. Even if we know for a fact it was yish, it wouldn't matter. Halu kasha is up to v'dva. It's not a kasha. Why? The cave and the Ika Yush Vishus Gazlan, Vishina Rishus Vishus Adida, Tiny Vish Vishina Rishus. Rakashabu can breathe a sigh of relief. He also, the Ritva also at the end of Babu Kav. He also discovered the Gemara that the Rashman discovered. So it sounds like, why am I wasting your time reading Ritva? Rashman just used this Gemara in his behalf. Listen how the Ritva, the Dvar of HaKadosh, each word is like gold. Says the Ritva, let me explain to you how this stunt works. How can you be the Kash Ishu in Yush Vishina Rishus? The Kavan, the E, can he say? Since she was kind of the ring, based on Yush and Shinu Rishus, of who Kana Osa? So too, he was Kona. And now becomes the multi-million dollar question. Everyone's got the Ritva in front of them? Everyone saw the Lashon? Listen to me the words again. The Kavan, the E, can he say? Since she acquired the ring through the vehicle of Yush and Shinu Rishus, Av hu kona osa. He was kona what? Who's the osa? What? The ring or her? Not clear. This is the end of the ritual. Af api shehu lo kona dinar zeh ba'o chaya b'shuso. Even though he wasn't kona this dinar when it was in his rishus. So one thing I just was mevarer that I know the Ritva's Kana Osa was not referring to a ring because he happened to be talking about a dinar, and a dinar is a Lashon Zachar. So unless you want to be chayshid that the Ritva didn't know basic diktok, so I'm pretty confident if that word is correct, Kana Osa instead of Kana Oso, if that is the gears in the Ritva, which may or may not be, so then I'm pretty confident that the Ritva meant he was Kana Har. But wait a second. Listen to how the Ritva formulates the last line. Afa pi shehu lo kana dinar zeh v'o chayav b'shuso. Even though he was not kind of the dinar when it was in his rishus. What does that mean? He wasn't kind of the dinar, kol zman was in his rishus. What does that mean? He wasn't kind of the dinar when it was in his rishus. Implying that, when is he kind of the dinar? What? No, not implying that? Well, you didn't tell me what it's implying. You didn't tell me what I'm thinking. So tell me first something and tell me why you're nodding wrong.
You're saying that he acquired the dinar, or he retroactively acquired the dinar when he came to Har Rishus.
I didn't say the word retroactively. I just said that right. When it goes to Har Rishus, Yush and Shini Rishus is koine, not just for the third party. It's koine for the Gazan also. It doesn't mean anything that's going to God from the mice that's now in the third part of Rishus. But indeed, in Mominus, how in the world can I transfer ownership on something that I don't and never did and never will own? So what Ritva sounds like he's saying is an unbelievably new pshat in Yush and Shini Rishus being koine. Yush and Shini Rishus being koine is not pshat that the Gazlan was never koine. And only the third party was kaina. That's not the pshat, says the Ritva. Yush and Shini Rishus means that it's almost like mechirasa v'kniyasa ban kiyachod. That of course we have to declare that the ring or the dina, whatever it is, the zachar nekeva item belongs to the Gazlan. Because if it doesn't belong to the Gazlan, how in the world did it become the nigzos? I'm not answering. How in the world did it become the lekeres? So this is Baba Kama's exact condition. So look at every Baba Kama's sugya of Yush and Shini Rishus being kaina together. The Gazlan is koine, the item, Bishina Rishos. He is koine with Yush and Shini Rishos. And therefore, how does that impact on Kedushin? How does that explain the way how Kedushin works? He did give her something. It was all Bavasachas. According to the Rashba, he gave her nothing. And she's still Mekudeshes. And therefore the Rashba extrapolated from there, oh, now we know what's going on in Daf Nun Vav. Zevin from Dafman Bay, that he doesn't have to give her anything. He gave her zero, zippo, never. He never owned this, never will own it for Leon Vod. And she's still Mekudeshes, because she got it Machmasah. So Zevin from those, like the Rashba, that's good enough for Kedushin. Ritva says, Zevin from those, Gornish, you see nothing from nothing. You don't see anything from him. Because the Ritva's Loshen, his nuance of a Loshen is, she ain't been a Zeh Bishuso, then it was Bishuso, but it's Bishuso now. So according to the Pashtus in the Ritva, this Gemara in Daf and Beis has no implications for Kedushin Daf and Vav. What's the answer in Vav? I don't know what the answer is. Maybe we don't follow Rash, I don't know. But the Ritva sizing up Daf and Beis, we have a whole different working than the Rashba. So everybody say, can somebody explain this phenomenon to me? This is such a strange concept that I stole something and I'm not coining it. And Yush is not a kinyan. It's a mamash zero. And I give it to somebody else, and then I end up being kinyan also for that split infinitesimal of a second. I'm kinyan, and now it transfers over to Yenim. There's something staring me in the face if I say three bad words. What are the three bad words? There are three bad words screaming at the Ritva, saying, how can you say such a pshat? How can you dare and say that the Gazan's kinyan? What's this a violation of? Which principle is this a violation of? What stopped Yush from being kind of law? Yisuras Liyadeh. Didn't Yisuras Liyadeh declare that there's no way in this world the God is ever going to get a kinyan in this through Yush? Yush doesn't work, Yisuras Liyadeh. Yush is a chidshat of Be'aveva, limited by that characteristics of Be'aheras Liyadeh. Yush derech Yisuras Liyadeh ain't going to fly. The only reason why the Rashba said Yush is kind of for the third person is the third person was the Gazan. But for the Gazan to be kind of, that's a gross violation. Yisuras Liyadeh. The Marash, if you're not concerned with Yisuras Liyadeh, then you should follow those who say Yush is kind of Lagan. You should follow Rav. Yush should be kind of Lagan. Once you follow the Rav Yosef's world, that Yush is not kind of by itself, that means you are concerned with Yisuras Liyadeh. Once you're concerned with Yisuras Liyadeh, so then how in the world does the God can get it even for a split second? Even for that imaginary split second, how does he get it? That's a Kasha. I like the cash. Say yes, that's a good cash. That's cash after this. What's the answer, by saying? What's the answer to that dilemma? According to this Ritva, so we're right in how we read this Ritva, that you think I'm wrong in how I read the Ritva. I'll tell you a secret. There's my chalik zechor how to read this Ritva. Half read them, me half read like you. So we're happy. You're happy, I'm happy. Okay. So according to this newfangled way of reading the Ritva, that the Kenyan really belongs to the Gazlan for that split second in theoretical halachic time. How does that work? What happened to Yisuras Liyadeh? What's the answer, Baisa? Who's going to tell me? This is Lumdus 101, Hakira's 101. We have the strange phenomenon on the board called Yush plus Shini Rishus is a kid in Yisrael. Those two things add up together, and we are bothered with the simple math, 0 plus 0 happen to equal 1. Whenever you see any halachic chalos that takes place based on a combination of factors, you always must ask yourself the following question. You just got to do this all the time. Chakira, one if chir for another. If there are two things that combine to create a certain effect, what is the question you have to ask yourself? What's really doing the job? And what is almost just kind of like, you know, misayeya, take a tangential to the chalos. The real chalos is going through the mechanism of this. Or is the real chalos going through the mechanism of this? Or it's possible that the real chalos is going through the mechanism of both. It is possible. Ella Marshall. Okay, Ella Marshall. All right? I don't know if it's a perfect Marshall, but Dr. Bermuda Bear moved the Marshall, okay? Person goes to the doctor, the road is killing him. Doctor gives him a strep test, he's got strep. Okay? He's in a lot of pain, he's got strep, he's running a fever. So the doctor tells him two things, right? Gives him antibiotics, so far so good. And he's in a lot of pain. He may tell him to take some Tylenol, right? Good. Okay. So he says, take the antibiotic, take the Tylenol, and you'll see in 3 days from now you'll be all better. Right? So can somebody explain to me? I mean, the muscle's not perfect, but I think you get the basic gist. So we all know that it's a lot of the antibiotic that's ultimately making him feel better. The Tylenol's helping along the way. It's on the sideshow, but it's not the main threat. Horaya.
If he has to choose which medicine to forget to take, better he should forget the Tylenol than the other. Right? So far, I'm halfway there, okay? All right, now I'm going to show off my legal prowess over there, right? You know, I had so many goals when I was a little kid. I was a teenager. I was sure I was going to medical school. You know, I had so many different plans. So this is close I'm getting. Okay. So I ask you, I have Yishin Chinurichus in front of me. What's the Kenyan and what's tangential? What did the Rashba say? Rashba told us the Feirish. What did the Rashba say? Rashba said, what's the real Kenyan? Yush is a real Kenyan. Yush is learned out from a Veda. It's just a problem. What's the problem? Yush is being held back by that negative characteristic that we saw with Leodin. So if you can get rid of that symptom somehow, take the Talmud, get rid of that symptom, so then Yush will do the trick. So according to the Rashba, what got rid of the bad characteristic? By getting to a third person. The third person, he's not bound. He doesn't have that problem. He doesn't have that sin. He doesn't have a sore throat. Nothing hurts him. So for the third person who doesn't have that negative characteristic, Yush is coming in and of itself. Is there another way to learn Yush and Shin Rishos or Baisai? A totally different way. Mamash, 180 degree different than the Rashba. You know what the real Kenya of Yush and Shin Rishos is? Shin Rishos is the real Kenya. When a stolen item finds itself in somebody else's property, that's a kinyan of itself. Listen to the word shinui rishus. What word does that conjure up? When you hear the word shinui, you didn't hear the word rishus so loud in Gazela. What does it almost sound like? Like shini kinyan. We know shini. Shinui changes an item are kinyanim. Shini haguf is kinyan. Shini hashem may be kinyan. Sugya shinachas, briya, so here is sugya shinachas, and there's lengths of all that different kinds of shinuyim. Shini rishus is a type of a shinuy. So, Abba Zoy, if shini rishus is a type of a shinuy, so if I steal something and I sell it off to somebody right away before Yish, how come that's not kinda? What's the answer if I say? What's the answer to that? If I steal something from somebody and I sell it off 10 minutes later before the other guy is Mishayish, why doesn't anybody say that? Kind of the chashinoi. What's the answer? This is nishwa. This is nishimushus. Chimushus doesn't just mean that it was physically in my hand, now it's in the other hand. That's not chimushus. It has to be a halachic change of rishus. That's a halachic concept of shin rishus.
Shouldn't the kinyan only kick in when?
Hold on. What's that? When shini rishus is a kinyan, so what do you need yush for? What's the answer? You need yush. Why? Yush, Kozman, there wasn't Yush. We laugh and we say, Kolechad Yisa, Begazlan, Begnigzal Yisa. Still in the Gazlans, it's still in the Nigzal Rishus. Yush is enough of an ability to let the Shini Rishus be Chal. And once the Shini Rishus is Chal, it's on 2 feet. So the exact 180 degree difference of how we thought Yush and Shini Rishus, we thought Yush and Rishus, the Yush is the Kenyan, the Shini Rishus is solving the technicality. This is totally different. Yush is garnish. Yush is mishkin kidney. Came out from a day to finish. It's just the other. It doesn't work. But Shin Rishus can be kind of provided that it was a prerequisite of Yush beforehand to enable the Shin Rishus to be Chal Hashem in Shin Rishus. If so, that Shin Rishus is a Kenyan, who can it also serve as a Kenyan for? It's the Tanli Amer that it serves as a Kenyan for the Gazan also. Again, practically, it's going to be in the other guy's Rishus and so on. The guy's out of it. But there's nothing contradicting the Gazlan from getting a shtick kinyan in this item. It's gita v'yad v'yechad. It's shinui v'shuso v'kniyasa gazlan v'yad v'yechad. And that's the chavit the Ritva is saying, if Magmut v'chmerim v'kareh in the Ritva. So the machlekes, the Rashba and the Ritva is really a b'vakama machlekes. It's really a fundamental machlekes. How did Yush, which is nothing, and Shin Rishus, which is nothing, combine together to make a kinyan? So the Rashba had one version, it fought another version. Conceptually, the difference is tremendous. Practically, it's almost irrelevant, but conceptually, it's tremendous difference. Namely, does the Gazlan get it, or does the third party get it? According to the Rashba, the Gazlan's out of the picture. It's Yisroos Liyveda. I don't want to talk to him. He's not in the parish of owning it. It's purely the third party. According to the Ritva, says the Kinyan's not Yish. We're Mavata in Yish. We gave up in Yish. We're Messiah from the Yish already. The real Kinyan is the Shini Rishus. The Kinyan of Shini Rishus could potentially be Messiah, but that split second back to the Gazlan as well. That theoretical academic lomdish machloikis between the Rashi and the Ritva, how to understand the mechanics of Yiddish and Shin Rishos, now spill over to Kedushin Nefilim days. So how did this Kedushin play out? In the end of the day, it didn't, because Leis Techash Reb Shimon. But why did Rav have to say Leis Techash Reb Shimon? Why did Rav just say, because it doesn't work, because it doesn't work? So the answer is, if Reb Shimon was right, or if we would have known it was Yush, it would have worked. How would it have worked? Because of Yush and Shin Rishos. And how did that magic happen? According to the Rashba, even though the woman got, the husband didn't give, that's good enough, and we can begin to extrapolate the Kedushin Daf Min Vav. According to the Ritva, that's not what happened. The Kala got, the Chosin gave, Apidin he gave, and therefore this Gemara is totally no relevance to Kedushin Daf Min Vav. So with all the dust settles are by side, you can't learn Kedushin Daf Min Vav without understanding what's going on in Kedushin Daf Min Beis. And you can't learn Kedushin Daf Min Beis without learning Bevakama Daf Samach Vav, and you can't learn Samach Vav without learning the Sugars in the end of Bevakama of understanding Yush and Shin Rishos all rolled together. So now we have the whole picture together, so we have to move on to Sugya. Hopefully, we'll see tomorrow. We'll continue moving on. Anyone knows? What time did the Spanish daven? 1:30, 1:40, 1:35, 1:33? Oh, is that